Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
The word was these first six games of the schedule were going to be really difficult and really challenging.
It's a long one word. You just said the word was, that I was expecting one word.
Oh,
patience. I was waiting for patience.
You were waiting for one word?
I was waiting for one word.
All right, how about this?
There's a lot of people that have one word that
this?
They were yelling during
Stink.
The game yesterday.
is that better?
Yeah, you're very nice,
okay,
Jeff.
The word was, nice. You know, you can say, hey, what's the word? And you know, there's more than one word.
Like the electric company,
kind
right?
of.
Two words, like I would say.
We heard that these first six games were going to be really challenging and difficult.
Yes.
Sorry, they didn't have to be this challenging and this difficult.
Someone didn't tell the defense that.
Welcome
I can tell you
to
that.
Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin.
You okay? I felt bad for you yesterday. I felt bad for you because as I was sitting there doing brownie bites with Daryl Ryder.
Daryl Ryder.
Yeah, and if you can watch that on our YouTube channel if you want to, our post-game analysis, which didn't have many words to it. In fact, we probably have more words right now than the words that we use in that 15-minute breakdown. I felt really bad for you because I can only imagine how many people were calling the post-game show yesterday, which you and Titus, as he's called on that show, do a fantastic job trying just to make sure that people have a forum
opinion. That's now, what that job is.
The problem is that most people think Menigan is running the show for the Browns, and he called all of those bad plays in the fourth quarter. Dan, on you.
It is.
Shame.
I did my best. I wanted to run all those 3-yard outs.
It did get a little annoying yesterday because people think Tyvus and I are actually responsible for some of it.
Oh, of course. You are.
Which to me is weird, but that's okay. Can I just throw this at you? I'm confused.
Welcome to Northeast Ohio.
Okay, I'm confused.
Okay.
And, you know, I have been on the record. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good NFL coach. I think he's going to have a long career as an NFL head coach. Not if he keeps calling games like he called yesterday. Okay, yesterday I was like, Kevin. You have a rookie quarterback making a second start. Your line doesn't pass block very well. You have a hammer in the backfield, and you gave it to him 12 times. Dylan Gabriel threw more passes than any quarterback in the NFL yesterday. By far. 52. Joe Flacco was next with 45.
And what did that get you between them? 26 points between the two of them?
Andy,
the Browns?
The Browns have thrown more passes than any team in the National Football League. The Browns have thrown more passes than any team in the National Football League. They have the second lowest completion percentage.
So you're saying that's not good?
I'm sorry. I am not a football coach. I am not a football analytics guy. Let's see. And I'm sorry, we've said this before. There's something we don't do very well. Let's do it more than anybody else. Does that make any sense to you?
Jeff, you were down 23-6, 4 minutes and 13 seconds into the fourth quarter. And yet somehow, some way, they ran 35 plays with three drives and walked away with a field goal. You had one play.
And an 18-play drive.
Yeah, and you had one play that was over 20 yards in the entire game, and that's because Fannin, I don't know, made the catch about 15 yards in and then carried three Steelers on his back for the next 5 or 6 yards? What? Are you really? I mean, if you're going to try to go to the rookie quarterback, can we see him roll out a little bit more? Can we see him try to throw the ball 20 yards down the field? Are our wide receivers that pathetic that they can't get open 20 yards down the field? Why can't this team, in a crucial situation yesterday, down, I'll even be nice, 23-9, 23-6, 23-9, I'll give you the field goal. Still plenty of time to try to get back in the game, but if you're going to get back in the game, you got to try for more than 4 yards of play. I didn't see the desperation. I didn't understand the play calling yesterday, and I'm just kind of at a loss for words.
It was poor.
I was at a loss for words yesterday. I was like, can this game? There were points during the game I was like, oh, run. Shh, 2 yard pass. Shh, like,
They only ran the ball 17 times.
I mean, I've never had to call one play in my life, but I knew what every play was going to be. And then they kind of figured that clearly Tomlin's answer to winning the game yesterday was stopping Judkins. And he did. That was a great thing to do.
Except figure out something else. But Andy, I'm sorry. Did they stop Quinshon Judkins?
Let me check and see. Did he have any touchdowns yesterday? Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Did Judkins have any touchdowns yesterday?
No.
Okay.
But they didn't stop.
Job done.
They didn't stop him. You know what stopped Quinshon Judkins yesterday? The Browns play calling did.
Well, considering he only had 12 chances.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Exactly right. That's what stopped Quinshon Judkins.
It was like Aaron Rodgers won the game just by walking in the stadium yesterday.
Kevin Stefanski said in his press conference after the game, well, you know, and the exact quote, forgive me, I don't have it off the top of my head, but it was.
We got to work harder.
No, I'll paraphrase it. It was
I
gotta
this. I got to coach better.
It was this.
We'll get it fixed.
That wasn't it. They shut down the running game. Well, no, they didn't, because you averaged 3.8 yards per carry. You only ran it 17 times. If you are building your offense around a young running back, who, by the way, is still like 13th in the NFL in rushing, even with yesterday's 36 yards, well, give him the ball. And let me make it worse, okay? You mentioned the drives. Right before half, it was a 16-play drive, ended up in a field goal. The other field goal drive in the third quarter, 9-play drive, 34 yards, field goal. And then in the fourth quarter, Andy, they had an 18-play drive, and it ended up in a field goal. This is the stuff, and this happened when Nick Chubb was here. I mean, I hear myself yelling about this back then. They had a first and goal at the 7. They gave it to Quinshon, and he got 2 yards. Then they had a second and goal at the 5. I've got Quinshon Judkins, and I've got a line that's not pass blocking real well, but run blocks pretty well. I'm going to give it to him, right? Nope, incomplete pass, the one that hit Isaiah Bond in the head. Way to turn your head around, Isaiah.
It's funny because Daryl said this to me yesterday during that Brownie Bite thing. He said if there's one play to define the entire season,
that was it.
That was the play to define the season.
Well, the dude didn't even look for the ball.
How did he not know it was coming?
Well, he obviously didn't, and then he got into it with Jabari Thrash.
And then he got mad.
Yeah, at Thrash.
Like, who were you mad at?
At Thrash, apparently. because they were going, they were kind of chirping at each other.
Then, I mean, who looks like a fool? The guy that had no idea the ball was coming to him?
Yeah. So then after the second and goal at the five, the incomplete pass that hit Bond in the head, third and goal at the five, incomplete pass, but penalty on Pittsburgh. So then you get a first and goal at the three. Okay, and there's like 10 minutes to go. I mean, you get a touchdown here. All of a sudden, Andy, you're kind of back in the game. It would be at that point 23-13, okay?
Yeah.
First and goal of the three, incomplete pass. You didn't even run. Incomplete pass, heavy pass rush from Pittsburgh. Second and goal at the three, sack. You're going to pass. Loss of 11 yards. Third and goal from the 14, I get it. At that point, you probably do have to throw incomplete pass. But you had a first and goal at the three with Quinshon Judkins, who you spent a second-round draft choice on, high second-round draft choice, an offensive line that run blocks pretty well,
mm-hmm.
an offensive line that hasn't pass blocked well, a rookie quarterback, and you won't turn around and hand the ball off to Quinshon Judkins? I'm sorry, that's bad play calling. That's bad play calling. Give the ball to the running back and let him score. And if he doesn't score on first down, give it to him on second down. And if he doesn't score on second down, give it to him on third down. And if he doesn't score on third down, go for it on fourth and score the, you know what, touchdown. That was awful. Awful play calling. And I don't say that very often.
Jeff, in 13 years, I don't think I've ever heard you break down a series the way you just did.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
For 14 years. Sorry. I missed the year there. It was the week you were late. I did the show.
It doesn't count as a full year.
I had to do the show with five different people that week. I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a co-host in here.
Jeff,
I don't know what else to say.
They threw it 52 times with a rookie running back and a line that can't pass block. Oh, my God.
And a wide receiving core that can barely hang on to it.
A wide receiving core that's not good.
No.
It's not good. It makes me think this. And, folks, you're going to join in the next segment, I hope. 216-474-0092. It makes me think this. The marching orders this year, did they not have to be this? Hey, results don't matter as much as information. Does that make any sense? Results don't matter as much as information. You're gathering information on your quarterback. At this point, I hope you play Shedeur Sanders at some point because you might as well gather information on him too. You didn't give this team any wide receiving help. I mean, you could have gone and got some wide receivers. You didn't do that. You didn't add to the offensive line. You rolled back the same guys. And if they're healthy, that's okay. You did get some backups, but obviously your backups aren't very good. That hasn't worked. And you added to the running back group, and it's pretty good. And yet you threw it 52 times and ran it 17 against a team with a good pass rush. And you still averaged almost 4 yards per carry running the ball. Folks, I'm perplexed. I think the play calling yesterday was awful. And if the game plan was to throw it that much, that was awful. And if you completely adjusted to what Pittsburgh was doing rather than try to play to your strength, that was awful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.